Good morning, something. I don't know what to say, but good morning, everybody. So this is week one of transfer. I don't know how many, but it was great. So I'm now working with other Larson, my new comp. We've gotten to know each other a little bit more this week. It's been really awesome. We were able to end the week yesterday with a baptism, which was super awesome. Woo! Brenda and Genesis, they got baptized, so that was a super miracle. But it kind of stunk because Agustin and Trinidad, their brother and sister, they decided that they wanted to like wait a little bit more to get their answer, to know that they wanted to get baptized. But it was a really sweet experience with Brenda and Genesis. And that was super sweet. And conference was super good, but Sunday afternoon conference I'm going to have to watch again because I was kind of distracted. I don't know. It kind of stinks watching conference in Spanish, not going to lie. Like I understand what they're saying, but like it's just hard to like focus. And it's like always the same like monotone voice. Like there's no real like emotion like in their voice like there is in the prophet's voice. I don't know, it's cool. It's a cool experience, but me quedo con inglés. But yeah. Well, other Larson, you have something to say?
Well, we basically had the best week ever here in Ceballos.
Oh yeah.
Now we're gonna have the best week ever part two. We're gonna kick it, kill it, baptize. Okay. We're gonna baptize Trinidad y Costa Agustin.
Oh yeah, we're gonna focus on it, and then we're gonna go get Enrique and Eileen for the 14th.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, we're getting it done around here.
Baptisms
per mall, dude. Do you know what I'm thinking right now? The reason Enrique and Eileen like they didn't come to church yesterday, and the reason like they have been like, this is what I think. I think that the Eileen is scared because she's smoking, and she wants to get baptized the 14th. And I told her that if she smokes on Saturday. And she can't get baptized on the 14th. And so I think now she's like, fetch halfway. Yeah, we're going to go to her house and unscare her. But yeah, so let's see. Monday, pretty much just waiting in the station for us to get the new missionaries and stuff. Cool, it's all leader responsibilities. But no, it was fun. Then let's see, Tuesday, we had a normal day because we didn't have district meeting because there was some people training in our zone, so we did the district meeting on Wednesday. But, we were able to go look for a bunch of contacts that we had. Then, let's see, Wednesday we had our district meeting, which was really cool. Can't remember if we had. Hey, did we do the intercambio with other Stuart Tuesday or Tuesday. Wednesday? Tuesday, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. So we had an intercambio with other Stuart and other Lima. I was with other Lima. We stayed here. We passed by a bunch of. I think it was Wednesday, actually.
No.
Yeah, it was Wednesday because it was a Sergio.
Oh yeah, I was thinking Tuesday.
District meeting. Yeah, so after the district meeting, I went with Elder Lima. We went with a member, and like the craziest thing happened, he drove us in his car to all the citas. Literally never happens, ever. I don't know. But it was sweet. We passed by a bunch of people. A couple weren't there, but a couple were. But we were able to have some good lessons with them. And then in the end of the night, this is what was crazy. Like, one hermano called us, and he's like, hey, I want to go with you guys to go visit this family that came to church on Sunday. We're like, okay, well, we have a cita with them at 8. He's like, okay, well, come to the church, and I'll take you guys. And we're like, okay, but we're with a member already. And he's like, well, like, today's my only day that I'm going to be able to go visit them, so could we go? And so we're like, okay. So then we go to the church, and we go from one member's car to the other member's car. Two different members, two different cars in one day. That's, like, literally crazy. I've never had that happen, ever. So that was really sweet. But then we were able to go visit them, Familia Padilla, which was really cool. Because they ended up getting baptized on Sunday, yesterday. But, Oh, yeah. Yeah, we gotta get a bunch of people. We're gonna get a bunch of people in the water this transfer. So, I'm glad we started off right this transfer. Begin with the end in mind, right? Oh, yeah. But, yeah, then Thursday we had our leadership council meeting, which was super cool. We all went up to Kiyome's.
What else did we do?
We talked about important stuff.
And then
we went bowling.
Oh, we sinned.
We went bowling on how to pee day. No, but president told us to do it, so I can't say that we sinned. But it was fun, like in the leadership council meetings, like they always do like a fun activity. But this time we like went to a mall. We ate at the mall and then we went bowling. That was really weird. I felt really weird the whole time, not gonna lie. Just felt like kind of out of place. But it was super fun. Like, we were able to get to know the other zone leaders and stuff. But yeah, it's gonna be crazy because this next transfer, like 10 of the 18 zone leaders are going home, like because they finished their mission. So it's just gonna change, like all of the leaders in the mission are gonna change in the next two transfers. Which will be super weird. It's going to be like a ton of whitewashes everywhere in the whole mission. But it'll be fun. I'm excited to see what happens. There's going to be a bunch of like new young elders that are going to be in leadership positions. And it's going to be sweet. But yeah, like it was really good in the conference. It was so good. They showed two videos. There's this one video that's like Billy Peck in the blue vase or something. Go look for the movie. It's really good. It's like an older movie. This guy that like only has one arm, and he like goes to the work to like get a job, and like it's just really good. Like it shows like persistence and how it's important. So go look for it. It's like Billy Peck. Was it Billy Peck in the blue vase or something? Wasn't that what it's called?
Billy Peck in the blue vase.
Something like that, right? Or Willie or Billy?
William Peck. Willie
or Billy Peck? It's William Peck. Just look for it. And the blue vase. Don't forget the blue vase. It's a very important part.
The street is called... The store is K-O-H-N.
See, K-O-H-N, not C-O-H-E-N. It's Cone's... what was it? Furniture shop or something?
Gift shop or something.
Whatever. I don't know. You're going to have to go search it because it's super good. Then after that, to end it, they had, like, this super sweet motivational, like, speech by some, I think it's, like, a trainer of the SEALs or something. He's just a freaking stud, man. Do not mess with that guy. He's crazy. But he talked about how, like, we can make our own success in life. And it all starts with, like, our desires to do it.
Make your bed.
And we have to make our bed first, right? But Elder Larson's been making my bed lately, so he's been robbing me of my first success in the day. So, so we're gonna have to talk about that in companionship inventory. But no, it's been really good. It's been really, really good. Then let's see, Friday we had our weekly planning. We were able to find that Juan Carlos guy, which is a super nice guy. I'm super excited. You can come to church and get baptized. Today, me and Elder Larson, we're going to go look for some recuerdos, a.k.a. like knives and mates and gaucho hats and stuff. It's going to be sweet. I'm going to bring back a bunch of cool mates and shirts and pants and knives and hats and everything. I don't really have money, but I'm going to figure out a way to get it. We'll just bargain. But no, so Friday was really good. We had just like a bunch of citas. I went on an intercambio with Elder Bench, which was really cool. He was in El Parque, so my comp went to El Parque, and I stayed here in the area. We went with our leader missional, our missionary leader, or ward mission leader. What was it? Ward mission leader, yeah. We went with him, but he's like a super, not super old guy, but he's like an older guy. And so he walked really slow, and so it was kind of a pain, but it was good. He helped us out. We found a couple new investigators, which was good. Then, let's see, Saturday we had general conference, which was super awesome. I enjoyed like the last talks in every session. Like every last talk was like really good. Like Eller Holland, and then Nelson, right? Yeah, and then Anderson. Like, those three talks were super good. Like, I really enjoyed Neil L. Anderson, Elder Anderson's talk, because, like, it was, like, the last talk, and it was cool because he just talked about how, like, the prophets make us promises, and if we complete, like, with what they invite us to do, we'll receive the blessings. And it was just kind of cool because in our mission, we've been talking a lot about that, like, promising blessings to our investigators. Cause like as missionaries, we're like representatives of Jesus Christ, and like the promises that we make, like God will complete, which is really cool because I've seen that happen in the mission. So if you guys want to receive blessings, go read the Book of Mormon. They talked a lot about it. And I think it's because like the world that we live in is so hard with all the things that are going on. And it's just pretty awesome. Like the promises that they made. Because really, if we read the Book of Mormon every day, we're going to receive a lot of blessings and be able to, we're going to be able to do everything that the Lord wants us to do. So that was really good. Then, what else happened on Saturday? Do you remember? Oh, there was a crazy storm. Was it Saturday night or... Yeah, Saturday night, we, like, woke up in the middle of the night, and it was, like, hailing, and it was, like, a super loud storm. And, like, our roof, it's, like, a layer of, like, wood planks, like wood, like, 2x4 type things. They're, like, thinner. They're just, like, thin things. And then on top of it, it's just, like, a metal, like, choppa is what it's called, but what's it called in English?
Sheet metal.
Sheet metal? Yeah, just, like, the, like, you know what we used to put on the roof in the chicken coop that we made? Like the shingles, like the metal shingles. Yeah, that stuff. For a house. Yeah, it's okay. Keeps us dry. That's all that matters, right? But yeah, so it was super loud because it was hail on metal, like metal, sheet metal on our roof. But it was fun. And we woke up on Sunday morning. Went out, found some people to bring them to church. We're only able to get Familia Pedisha there, but it was good because we were able to get them to the baptism. The baptism was super cool. I was able to baptize Brenda and Hennessy's, which is a super cool experience. So I'll send you guys pictures, but it was really awesome, really neat. The members here in Sabasha's are super awesome. Like as I've gotten to know them a lot better, they're just super, super solid. Super solid. And they all, like, want to help us out with the work. Which is really awesome. If you guys aren't, like, talking with the missionary, I guess, like, you got the missionaries in the whole stake, but, like, you should still try to help out the missionaries as much as you can. Because that'll be sweet.
You're not on the phone. You're on the voice recorder.
Who?
You. You're on the phone.
Really?
Yeah, so I was going to use their phone, but...
Who did you think I was talking to?
I don't know, just in my mind.
That's hilarious. But, yeah. It was honestly a really, really great week. Like, I just have been really happy, really excited. We've gone out. We started the transfer full force. Now we just got to keep going for this next week. Our focus is just really helping out the zone so that they can keep baptizing, so that we can keep, like, completing the goals that the mission president Nunez has, and also obviously the Lord wants us to complete. But maybe let's see. I think the biggest thing I'd have you guys pray for is just that Enrique and Eileen can stop smoking. It's like they're super awesome and they want to get baptized, but they're just really struggling with, like, trying to find a new job and to try and stop smoking, but we're gonna focus on them this week and really try to get them ready. And Luis and Estela Padilla, the mom and dad of Brenda and Kenesis, they have to get married, but they first have to get divorced. So pray that their divorcement can go really quick so that they can get married by the end of the transfer and get baptized. So yeah, they're super awesome. Super, super awesome. Let's see, what else can I talk about? Let's see. Here, I'm going to share a scripture that I was reading this morning. Because I'm reading in 2 Nephi when Nephi is talking about the prophecies of Isaiah. And in 2 Nephi 25, he talks about the Book of Mormon and like the importance of the things that he's written. And he writes about how he left these, like, the plates for us, and he left them really clear so that we understand the prophecies that he makes so that it helps us in these days. And I really liked verse 8. It says, "Por tanto son de valor a los hijos de los hombres. A los que suponen que no lo son, lo hablaré más particularmente, y limitaré mis palabras en mi propio pueblo, porque sé que serán de gran valor para ellos en los postreros días, porque entonces las entenderán. Por consiguiente, es para su bien que las he escrito." And I really like that because, like Nephi is saying, this will be of great importance for us in the last days. And it's super true because, like, a lot of the talks this conference were talking about the importance of the Book of Mormon, and the importance that we study it, and the importance that we put in practice the teachings that it gives us. And I've seen so many times, like the other day we were talking with this guy that was evangelico, and he was just like stuck on the fact that, like, he can't believe in the Book of Mormon because it's not the Bible, and the Book of Mormon, like Nephi is not in the Bible, so we can't believe in that because it can't be true. And like, it's sad because like, they just kind of like limit their understanding, like limit like the things that they can learn, you know, because there's a lot of things that are in the Bible that like give reference to our importance and the importance of the plan of salvation and why the plan of salvation is important. But because they don't have the Book of Mormon to complete their understanding, they get stuck on things like that God is only one person, that God is Jesus Christ, and that he has three manifestations. That's like something that they believe a lot here, that like Jesus came to the earth and was the Jesus in the flesh. And then there's Jesus Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. And then there's like the Jesus the Father, which like created everything. And so like, there's a lot of things that they understand, but like they understand in a different way, like a skewed way. And so it's so important that we have the Book of Mormon to help us understand the importance of everything and understand who our Father in Heaven is and what his plan is for us and what our purpose is here in life. Because if we understand what our purpose is here in life, we're going to be able to find more happiness and be able to reach our potential as human beings and as children of God. And I know that if we can put in practice the things that we learn in the scriptures, we will receive so many blessings. So I invite you guys to read the Book of Mormon as well, like all of the apostles did yesterday and Saturday. But just be faithful to the testimony that you have. Like yesterday or 2 days ago, we were walking in the street and there was a guy that got baptized in the church, and he had left the church, and he was just like super bitter. Can you close the door? Yeah, thanks. He was just super bitter because like apparently some leader had offended him, so he stopped going to church. And what was I saying? And so what happened was, like he stopped us and he's like, "Hey, good morning," or something he said in English. So we stopped and we started talking to him, and he just goes off about how, like, Joe Smith lied, and he's like, "Oh, you guys can't. There's no marriage in heaven. You guys can't get married in heaven because, like, in the Bible it says, like, Jesus says that, like, in heaven, what is it? No se casa ni se dan en casamiento, which is like they don't get married nor are given in marriage or whatever." And so, like, he was saying that, like our ceiling and stuff is, like, can't be real. Because, like, in the Bible it talks about the fact that it's not real. But, like, which isn't true because it's talking about marriage. Like, marriage is different than ceiling. Marriage is just a paper that we seal or that we write here in the earth that dies with us. But ceiling is what lasts forever. And so, like, he's like, "Oh, well, don't try to, like, beat around the bush and try to get out of that. That's what the Bible says, and that's the only truth." And so it's just kind of sad because he just, like, limits his understanding to the fact that he, when he dies, he's just going to go off by himself. Like, he's not going to be able to be with his wife and with his family and with his kids. And, like, I don't know, for me, it just, like, makes me sad that, like, people don't have the faith in the plan of salvation that they need to have. But I'm just so grateful that the Lord has blessed me with the understanding I have of the plan of salvation and my purpose in life. And I'm so grateful that he gave me the chance to come here and teach people about it so that they can receive the happiness that I have in my life and that I've seen in our family. Because I know that our family is such a perfect family, such a great family, and we're always super happy. Yeah, we've had troubles. Yeah, we've had a lot of problems. But I know that it's because of the gospel that we've been able to be so close, and we've been able to reach so many of our goals as a family. But I just invite you guys to keep your testimony strong, to always be humble and focus on the things that you need to do better in your life. And as you do that, you'll be able to see many, many blessings. But I love you guys so much. I'm loving it here in the mission. It's the best. I'm excited for you, Tyler, that you're getting ready to come out here. It's going to be the best experience in your whole life. I was super excited because during the conference, like, they showed the World Report or whatever, and they were talking about the visitor or the MTC in Ghana. It was super cool. I was super pumped for you, man. But I love you tons. I hope you have a great week. And yeah, I'll talk to you more next week. Love you guys. Bye.